This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster Man Podcast.
And these are the Yawn-Tee.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes alive.
They are snakes. They're Naga-like.
Yeah.
And like these are things that this is one of these things where just on paper, like I'm not super into them. And then like you read, there's like some good details.
Oh, there's some very good details in this and the next entry.
Yeah. So there's some good stuff here. At first, I was not super into them, and they tend to be like kind of a stock orc substitute in Baldur's Gate.
Yes.
So I was like, okay, these are just going to be orcs, but they're not.
And they also do themselves no favors by starting with the psionic summary.
Yeah. You get that little block where you get like MT comma 2 slash M through IFTW equal int 15 times malt.
I didn't know it was possible for text to be rendered as static. It just
really
attraction really attraction to snakes. It's like the Yonti's FetLife profile.
I wonder why like one of his sciences is invincible foes. That seems like a real downside to telepathy or psionics. But if you take away the psionics, it's got this other little chart that also draws the eye.
Yeah.
And that's real good.
I'm way into this because there are three different levels of Yonti based on how snakeified you are, and their names are reversed.
Yeah.
So like the ones that could pass as human, except for like slit eyes or split or forked tongues, you know, basically whatever that one verse in Weezer's Buddy Holly alluded to, like those are the pure bloods, but those are the low guys, right? Like they can pass.
What verse in Buddy Holly talks about Yonti?
your tongue is twisted. Your eyes are slit. You need a guardian.
Oh man, I never listened to the lyrics of that song.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, no. Anywho. I assure you it's a thing.
Oh. I've come undone. So to your point, like you have the degrees. Uh-huh. You have the purebreds, you have the mix, like the half, you know, half snake, half humans. And then you have like the mostly snakes.
Yes, the abominations.
Which are the abomination.
The abominations are like the demigods for these guys.
Yes. Just abominations to us. This is written in a very human centric as opposed to Yonti centric voice. I've got random.org rolled up. I'm going to roll us up some new snake bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Okay. So here's, well, do you want me to go first? Or do you go first?
Well, do me that way. In case you lose your arms, you're still able to,
we can do that duo suicide from the mist. Okay.
Yeah.
So you get, five, you have scales instead of skin.
Yay. I've got armor class 0. Roll. That's pretty good. Yeah.
It's a good roll.
Yeah,
I know which one I don't want. So let's,
it's going to make the rest of this episode really hard.
And I got, I also got 5. I'm going to roll again though.
Okay.
That's randomness. 6, snake legs and a snake tail.
You know, that's
or legs and a snake tail, not snake legs.
Like, ooh, oh, cool.
I'm skinking.
somebody skink me.
Somebody skink me.
Yeah. So you still have your legs. Okay. Yep. And then, so number three would be no legs and a snake tail.
Yeah. No legs and just a snake tail, which is pictured in the thing.
Yes.
But I just get to hide this down my pant leg. I can hide it pretty well. And then if I need to, I can constrict.
Yes.
I feel like out of these, snakes instead of arms is the rough one. Like, that's really strange to me. I know it happens. It's Bagan and Final Fantasy IV and stuff.
Yeah.
But like,
can you eat? Are they functional for eating? Because
like, can you hold a tomato and then just like suck all the juice out of it and then like hand it back to the Subway guy and be like, fuck you, Steve.
So this character is a Yonti who hates Steve at Subway.
You know, he loves Subway, he hates Steve. He just doesn't want to deal with it. But of course I want it toasted.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.